You are listening to the Ice House Podcast, hosting conversations with gritty Kiwi business owners and leaders and industry-leading minds.
And I think women find making moves for themselves very... The first thing I think of is like, I can't do that, you know. My time and money goes to my family, not to me. So I found that was my biggest barrier, was that this is something that I can't do because there's other things that are needed in my life. So your time around my work, my children, and money were the biggest barriers. And I was just about to make a decision, and I was sitting in my car, and a phone call came from, I think it was, who was before Emon?
Gareth.
Yeah, he called me, and he said, oh, have you thought any more about it? And I said, I'm just sitting in my car outside my specialist, and I said, I've just been diagnosed with cancer.
Wow.
And I went, he went, oh. I went, yeah. I said, melanoma, it's not good. I've got to go in hospital next week, and so maybe now's not a good time.
Whoa.
And I went, he's like, yeah, get back to me when you can. So that was my first curveball. So
wow. I didn't know that.
Yeah, so I had a week from when it was diagnosed to when I was in hospital having surgery and nuclear medicine to have my nodes all checked and all those things. And that was just, yeah, that threw everything up in the air at the time.
That's huge.
Yeah, so, and then I was left off work trying to look after two kids. My parents are amazing. It's quite breathtaking when you're in your mid-40s and your parents have to move back in with you. But my mum and dad dropped everything and came and helped, and I was on an e-scooter for 6 weeks and driving myself into town every second day to get dressing changes and things. But and then the surgery eventually, the first time it failed, so I had to go back and have a re-surgery, but which time my parents were in Italy on holiday. So I had the second time I really had to do it on my own. But we got there, and the kids are amazing. But so I think that's another point where you're suddenly being told that maybe Christmas time you might not be here.
Wow.
And, you know, and that's like a massive hit when you're waiting for those results and you're like, you know, is it going to be any worse than what it is? And, so luckily enough for me, my head spread to my nose and surgery went really well second time around. And, I was paranoid I wouldn't be able to wear nice pretty shoes again because it was on my foot. Mm. But here I am with nice shoes on. And Catherine Wilson's.
Alumni.
And then that was my first throwback. And then that was another good thing in the sense of the good thing came out of that was like, wow, you know, life's short, let's do the stuff, you know, you want to do it, just do it, you know. Mm-hmm. I'll go to the bank, I'll get the finance, I'll stop my coffees for a week, whatever I have to do.
Yeah.
And our business isn't a big financial business, and so I had to fund ICE out of my own funds, so yeah. I borrowed money to do it. I didn't take payment from work. I took leave from work, used my leave to go to the thing. So it was a real big call for
huge
me.
Commitment.
And, you know, my ex-partner was amazing. He said, look, you know, whatever you want, whatever you need for the kids, I'll make it work so you can do it. So he said, I know this is your passion. I know that you'd be amazing. And
awesome.
I was like, well, you know, that's a really big help knowing that I could just get up and go to Auckland every month.
Yeah.
And so I did. I lined everything up and got a couple of scholarships, which was amazing. And in that process, that was my first step of meeting people. Like, you know, when I did my interviews for scholarships, I met Rosemary from the Canterbury Business Network. And, you know, and people like that just start going, well, actually, I can do this stuff, you know.
Yeah.
I'm not out of my league. I'm not in the wrong place. This is where I want to be.
Mm-hmm.
And boom.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
And just then, taking a moment to soak that in. That's a huge story.
So when I walked into the first day at Ice House and Liz bowled up to me and gave me a hug and goes, g'day, I'm Liz. And I was like, oh, this lady's full on. She's awesome. And yeah, and then Chris and Raymond were there, and I was in a group of 15 and two women out of 15.
Mm-hmm.
So, of course, you know, suddenly felt empowered by that. I was like, I'm going to show these boys. And then I sat down and it's like, oh, these boys don't know this stuff. And but, you know, It was the most amazing experience, and literally I couldn't get on that plane quick enough every month to go to Auckland. I absolutely loved it, and as I said, we talk about alumni being family, and it's, to me that's another word for family now, because those guys and girl on my group, I literally rely on every week. We talk every week. We all share our highs, our lows, our wins, our losses, and just having that group of people outside my business, like normally the only people I've ever come across are people in pharmacy and healthcare.
Mm,
you know, my networks
course.
Were so so close that I walked into a room where all of them, I think there was one person in retail, The rest of them were all in B2B. They're all, some of them were exporting. Some of them had, I mean, and it was so diverse. There was people who had inherited their family business. There was people who bought it for a, you know, a nickel and turned it into a million. There's people that paid a fortune for it and were struggling.
Yeah.
No one in the room, you know, had the same story. And everybody was on the same working, on the same level, that we all went to work, we all came home at night, we all went to bed, we all had families relied on us, and at the end of the day, we're all the same, you know. And that was a real moment for me, going, you know, we talked about imposter syndrome and you know, that before, and I'm like, you can put labels on things, but the reality is that we are just all doing the same stuff.
Yeah.
And it's just what we want to get out of it and how we do that on a day-to-day basis. And, you know, what I call a win for me might be a different win for somebody else. Or, you know, and I learned very quickly that the comparisons weren't what was on paper or what was in the finances or what was in the, you know, in the glossy websites. It was just in the people.
Yeah.
And it is all about the people.
Wow. Yeah. I'm really taken back by this. Like, this is amazing. Do you think the cancer moment made you jump on the Ice House opportunity?
Absolutely. It was just, I think it was the phone call. It was all about timing. I mean, I literally was sitting in my car at some of the specialists, and when Gareth rang, and I'm like, you're the first person I've told this to, because I literally just found out. And he's like, oh, and of course, you know, sidebar, right? But it's like, actually, that was probably the best thing, was that phone call, because I suddenly, that was my little cherry to, like, go for. It's like, right, when I get through this, which I will, I'm going to start, you know, I've got 20 years of my career. I'm not just going to count pills. I'm not just going to do what I've always done. I'm going to do what I can do and actually get out the door every day and do what I really want to do. And it's like,
Wow, thank you so much for sharing that. That really, you know, sometimes it is those big moments in life that makes us get a bit of perspective on how short life can be and how we just need to run after things and back ourselves.
Absolutely. And you, as I said, you just don't know what's around the corner. And,
you
know, I live for the day. I must admit, I'm not the best person at, you know, I mean, I save money and things like that, but I do live for the moment because of that sole reason. It's like, I just see people who save things for a rainy day, and my mum always said, you know, use the casserole dish, don't put it away in the cupboard. And it's like, you know, that's what it's there for. If you're going to do it, do it, because you know, that's what life's about.